know, whether you're listening on the radio or later via podcast, we want you to know there's another way to catch us live weekdays from 8 to 11. Go to tunein.com or download the TuneIn app and look for WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, our flagship station in Wausau. You can use our smart speakers like Alexa to play WXCO on TuneIn as well. And to reach our show, the email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. State Senator Jeff Smith from the Eau Claire area joins us now. We talked to Jessica Katzenmeier, who's running in the 5th Senate District. And we're talking next hour to Kelly Westland, who's running up north. That's the 25th Senate District, I believe. For those folks who aren't legislative election nerds, which would be me, Jeff, and about seven other people, the entire state assembly is up every 2 years because it's two-year terms. The state Senate is a four-year term, so roughly half the seats are up each time around. And this time around, it's the odd-numbered districts. And so there are districts like 5 and 25. And you said there's an open race in 19, which was the Roger Roth seat, if I'm not mistaken. And we talked to Francesca Hong on Friday, Jeff, that you know the importance of people in safe Democratic seats, and there aren't many of them, but the importance of them working and really providing a sense of statewide teamwork. Do you get a sense that that is running better than it was, you know, what, 15 plus years ago when you and I first started doing this?
It almost has to because we are on the, we're clinging by our fingernails. We are one seat away in the state Senate from the Republicans having veto override power anytime they want. They're five seats away in the state assembly from that same disastrous result. So, and Francesca Hong, you know, you can't give her enough credit. She is somewhat of a newcomer to politics, but she gets it. And she's out there finding ways to raise money and bring awareness to the seats that need to be protected in her caucus. And the same thing happens in our caucus to some degree. So I have colleagues who are trying to help me and help Kelly, for instance, to hang on to these two seats that mine and then the 25th that Janet Buley is retiring from. And it's really important. Of course, the Republicans think these are seats that they can take because they're rural districts and toss up districts. And it puts us in a hot seat, but it's a place I'm not unaccustomed to.
No, see, and that's the thing is that you are stellar throughout the year when it comes to, you know, recruiting candidates and providing support to people locally and even beyond. Now, of course, you have your own very competitive district that you have to focus on, but it has to make you feel pretty good that in a lot of your neighboring districts, I mean, last week we talked to four different women running in districts, you know, in and just beyond your Senate district. And all are, you know, motivated, skilled, or experienced to some degree. So that has to bring you a little peace of mind that you're not spending a lot of time going, where are all the candidates at?
I am so excited about those candidates. To be honest, Pat, we have to be saved by the women in this world. And we have some amazing leaders in the women that are running. Sadly, gerrymandering doesn't tend to favor the most qualified and smartest and best characters out there, the best of character. But, do what you have to do. And hopefully, if they aren't successful this year, hope they come back in 2 years. Because that was my recipe for success. Learn the first time around and come back and make it happen.
Let me ask you about having not one, but two marquee races on the ballot in both governor and U.S. Senate. And in your case, a third marquee race, the very competitive race for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. One would assume that only helps that you get more voter turnout, and higher voter turnout historically tends to favor Democrats. But again, that depends on the district. But here's what I wonder about, and I haven't looked at the numbers recently. Down ballot voters, people who will only vote for president and then just leave the booth, or this year they just vote in the Senate and the governor's race and they leave the booth because they don't know the people running for legislature, attorney general, and such. Is that a real concern in a district like yours as well? And you know, what can you do about that other than, you know, try to knock on five more doors every day?
It's always a great concern. I've always had, always felt like I need to get out there early, because once people are casting that early votes, sometimes you come to the door and they say, oh, I wish I had met you before I sent my ballot in. You know, so that's always hard to hear. But it is always a concern, Pat. We need to encourage people to be sure that they go all the way down the ballot and get to know their candidates. Of course, the Republicans have done everything they can, you know, eliminating ballot boxes to drop off ballots, to this getting a ballot early and absentee voting. They make it more and more difficult because they want people to show up on that election day within those limited hours and look at a ballot and not recognize names and skip them. That's how the legislature, Republicans really thrive on the legislature, is the lack of knowledge. I've always said, Pat, this is going to sound, I know what this is going to sound like, but I don't care. Why do we do better, for instance, in cities where there's more information out there? Because there's more information out there. And Republicans do better in rural areas because there's less information available to them. Hopefully the idea of fiber finally getting to a lot of households, and we're adding onto that all the time. And only because Governor Evers and people like myself have made it happen over the last couple of years, while Walker and others were dragging their feet. They didn't want people to be informed. That's my opinion, and I stick by it.
It certainly is why we created Up North News as well, as more places were saw their newspapers either getting smaller, they weren't covering as much, you know, they were folding for good, and there just needs to be more information than the, you know, than just right-wing talk radio, which is where, you know, sadly they're getting too much of their information, which is what I'm going to end on in the minute we have left here. You're in that contentious third congressional district. And what are the stakes like with having Derek Van Orden on the ballot versus Brad Paff?
Well, here's the thing. This guy is dangerous. We've known that for a couple of years. He's extremely dangerous, attacking libraries, attacking women, physically, literally. Right. So this guy is dangerous. Turns out the guy running against me is a partner in crime. They were both together at January 6th on the Capitol communicating with each other, and is the same mindset. So we can tie these two together. We're basically going to be running campaigns that are similar. And I think that's going to help both of us. And we really need to hang on to that congressional seat. We cannot have somebody as dangerous as Van Orden there. We can't have somebody as dangerous as Estenson in our state capitol either.
In fact, we've got a video clip that Mark Pocan put up from Estenson talking about Van Orden being on the capitol grounds that we're going to play a little bit later on. But Jeff, it's so good to see you again. Can't wait to do it in person over lunch sometime. But enjoy the campaigning. Best of luck to you, and talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Take it easy, my friend. We will take a break. Kelly Westland, state Senate candidate from up north, will join us next here on Up North News.